Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, thank you, big guy. This hour, we're going to talk to Zach George. This is his second time on Animal Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've seen him on YouTube. He has a lot of free advice, which is it's pretty cool to see a dog trainer giving out free advice on YouTube videos showing you how to train your dogs. Most of them want to charge for that kind of stuff, but
yeah, he's got, not only is it free, it's great advice. He knows his stuff.
And you can find a lot of crap on the internet. This is good stuff. This is stuff that I would train my dogs with, and you should check it out if you haven't yet. He'll be on the show. That, of course, the pinnacle of his career. Forget the YouTube, forget the CBS Who Let the Dogs Out and Animal Planet shows. This is really where he makes his mark, right here on Animal Radio. All right. Okay, he's on the way. What are you working on, Lori?
Well, you said you could find a lot of crap on the internet. You can find a big pile of it in Spain.
Oh, yes.
They have that, yeah, that big inflatable pile of dog doo-doo.
Yeah, how's that going?
An update on that, Cal, coming up for you.
Not so well. Okay, we'll have to find out about that big pile of poop in Spain. And that's on the way right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones for your calls right now. 1-866-405-8405. Can we go to this one? It's been blinking all afternoon.
Go ahead. Okay. Pick it up, Hal.
Hey, Karen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
Right outside Chicago, Illinois, in Glen Ellen.
Chicago. Okay. Well, what's going on with your pets? I have Dr. Debbie right here, and I understand you need to talk to her.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to your senior show, and you were talking about a lot of different things. But one thing that I didn't hear that was touched on is I have about, he's about 11 years old. He's adopted, so I don't know exactly. And he's got arthritis in his back end, and therefore it's real hard for him to maintain muscle. So I'm wondering if there's a way that I can, either through exercise or some type of diet, build muscle or at least maintain what he has, so it doesn't atrophy.
Exactly. And that's the active word right there. So I'm so glad you said that, Karen. When our pets have chronic pain, arthritis, it causes them to not use their muscles in the full range of motion. And that results in disuse atrophy. So the legs get skinnier. And then as a consequence of that, they get less strong. So pets may be unsteady. They may be wobbly and they may not be as sure-footed. So that's kind of all that cascade of effect. And the basic problem is arthritic pain there. So the most important thing is that we address the pain on many different levels. So that might be a combination of using joint supplements, might be non-steroidal pain medication that we might have prescribed by your veterinarian. And we might use like other pain medicines. There's a great one called Tramadol that we use a lot for older pets as another way of attacking their pain.
Okay. And then pill form or with a shot?
I'm sorry?
Is that pill form or is it with a shot?
That's a pill form. Tramadol, yeah. And we can use that along with a lot of these other medicines to kind of complement them. So there's never just one product that I typically put my older pets with osteoarthritis on. I will use a multi-modal approach to this. So we try different things. And then some pets, once we get all that on board, then we can really work on some soft exercise. Very short leash walks. If we have a pool, like we do in Las Vegas, swimming is a great muscle builder. It doesn't bear any weights on the joints and allows them to use their legs. So we want to make sure a pet is not going to be more uncomfortable. So you have to control the pain first, but then that can be a great way to help build up that muscle. And in many areas in some big big cities, we have areas that have pet physical therapy departments. And actually in Las Vegas, there's a department in one of the specialty clinics where we have physical therapy to help build muscle tone in pets that are recovering from illnesses and injuries, as well as things like older pets with arthritis. So that's a great thing. Now, another option kind of in this multiple ways of hitting things is there's a medicine called Adequan. And it's another type. He has been on that.
Uh-huh.
Did that help?
It really helped him tremendously, but it's very expensive. So we kind of did it sparingly.
Yeah, and that's the downside. It's an injectable form that helps to kind of rebuild the cartilage. and help keep that joint as healthy as possible. And a lot of pets can really benefit from it, but it's because of the cost. Sometimes it's not the first thing that we'll jump to. But for a lot of pets that we've tried everything else in the world, it can really be very helpful for these guys. So
great. And what should he be sleeping on? Should he be sleeping on special bedding?
That's a great comment. Yes, absolutely. For older pets, pets that have arthritic issues, I would definitely go for some nice padded bedding. Make sure that we're not sleeping on hard floors, and we want to try to make sure that they're off cool areas. A lot of times they're drawn to that, but we want to make sure they're not close to chills and things like that. So, yes, nice, soft, padded orthopedic bedding is the way to go. So, yes, thank you for bringing up those wonderful points. And for our senior pets out there, there's a lot we can do. So, definitely work with your veterinarian to find the right plan for your pet.
Okay. That is wonderful.
Go give your senior pet a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio. I appreciate your call.
I will. Thanks for your help.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team, toll free. Let's, how about we talk to Josh? You want to talk to Josh? Hey, Josh, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Splendid. Where are you calling from today?
Massachusetts.
Is that home?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
I just asked if that was home. I'm being nosy.
You're asking for what he had for lunch, too?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, Josh? This is Dr. Debbie here.
I have a, she's about 6 months Shih Tzu that we've had in the family for 6 months now. And she has a constant battle of fleas. We have tried everything from collars to dips to drops to shampoos to bombing the house out with to get rid of all the insects and stuff, and we cannot get rid of them, and we feel so bad for her. I mean, it gets to the point where they end up on my daughter a lot of times, or my wife even.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, icky. I know. Fleas are nasty things, and I'd have to tell you, this among many years, we've had some really bad flea seasons across the country. So the thing you have to realize is fleas exist outdoors. You are not going to kill all the fleas in the world. The goal and the challenge that you have is to try to control them on your dog and in your home. So as long as your doggy is going outside, we have the risk of being reinfested with fleas. So you got to recognize that, because a lot of people get very frustrated with flea control. And obviously, we want them out of our house and off of the pets and ourselves. But this is a cycle that is always going to be at risk if you're in a heavy flea area. So for me, that's the first thing. And the next steps that we really have to look at is that flea control isn't a one-time thing. It can take repeated treatment for the flea life cycle to really be extinguished. So you just keep in mind, when we talk about fleas and their life cycle, 5% of the whole flea life cycle accounts for the adults that are actually on the pet. So there's 95% of fleas that are in the eggs, the pupa, and the larva stages elsewhere in your home that have not hatched. So you may be treating your pet, but in order to kill off those immature stages, it's going to take more work. And that's the biggest thing, is to really stay faithful. So I always say we got to go for at least 3 months continuously before we can expect all those different generations of the flea life cycle to be squashed. And if your pet is going back outside, we're getting reinfested. So you're getting new generations that are going to be coming on, new adults that are going to be popping onto the pet. So that is just the facts of life when it comes to fleas. So,
without better than the other ones?
You know, there's a lot of question about that. And I'll tell you, what I recommend is really using different products that hit different cycles of the flea life cycle. So if you're just using a flea collar, most of those really aren't very effective in treating a pet globally for this flea problem. So I like to use a combination of an oral product and kind of like a spot-on product. And what many of the oral products do is they're quick kills. So those you generally give once a month. Sometimes we'll do those more frequently, even as often as a couple times a week, daily in really bad cases. Those you'll need to see your veterinarian for. But those kill off the adults very effectively, and many of them shortly after the pills, suckers will be hopping off. So I always kind of recommend to do this and keep your pets outside to keep those fleas from hopping back on. But that is definitely a good way, is to start with the orals to kill off the adults. And then we follow up with a product that has something that's going to affect the different generations of the fleas. So with those, you know, just throwing out some different names out there, for instance, Frontline is their basic product. Frontline Plus has a component that treats those immature forms. So you want to kind of work with your veterinarian to make sure you're getting the right stuff and that we're using it frequently enough. There is some also talk out there that there could be resistance that fleas are developing to a lot of our common pest control products or flea control products. And there's some debate on that. Some different strategies we find is that if we use different products and we kind of switch it up at different times of the season, you know, kind of helps to not stick with one product and hopefully that those fleas don't get resistant to our efforts with those medications. So I don't have a single product that I would really tell you, but, you know, some of the different oral ones, Capstar is one, and then, you know, Advantix 2 is another that has an insect growth regulator that gets kind of more generations of fleas. So that is kind of the scoop. And I would have to tell you, if she's 10, you said 10 months old, 5 months old?
She's 6 months old.
6 months old. So she's just a baby. So she's, you know, she's just developing those whole generations of eggs, going to larva, going to the pupa, and then going to the adult. So you're going to have to keep battling this. Now, do you have cats, other pets in the home?
I have one cat. She's 10 years old. She stays in the house.
Okay. So, and then we also have to make sure we are treating her for fleas at the
Absolutely
same time.
We do. It's a battle trying to get her and trying to clean her up, but she
yeah.
does not like the water.
Yeah, and you know, that's where, you know, baths and dips, you know, you can do that, but in a lot of cases, you know, I'm a fan of some of the spot-on products that have a sustained effect that lasts for about a month. You may find less scratches giving your cat a bath. But okay. Always with kitties, and I'd like to just kind of get that out there for listeners. Cats are very sensitive to a lot of the dog flea control products. So you don't want to mix and match. You always want to use the full amount of the product on your pet, whether it's a dog or cat. Don't split doses to try to save money between your pets.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1313.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime
is
a good time.
Good time.
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.